Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Recording. So we are recording this on your computer this time, because
yes.
I've forgotten mine.
Yes.
So hopefully it'll all be all right. I've only got about 25% battery. So let's keep our fingers crossed, because you can't
charge
and record into it at the same time without a special lead that Apple want to charge £6 billion for.
Okay.
But anyway, it should be all right. First of all, I'm staring at a candle that is inside half a coconut.
Well, can we just talk about this? Because this is good marketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we get sent quite a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And we have to genuinely mm-hmm. love the product if we are going to recommend it.
Yes.
And it's hard to stand out above the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to bathroom products, candles, things like that.
There's a lot to go
it's
out.
Got, yeah, there's a yeah. lot to go out. It's a huge market. And I'm always kind of thinking, well, how do I know?
Mm-hmm.
I'll always try and kind of smell a candle or read a story or find out what the background is. But Michael and I were discussing the other day how much we enjoy only recommending things to you, because I think the idea that we might slag something off on here is just horrible.
Yes, well, we saw someone on the other day who's got a very large number of followers on social media slag something off.
Yeah.
And it just seemed very unreasonable, I thought. Not a very nice thing to do when you've got so many people that you could influence them about. And, all right, you might not like their business, and you might not necessarily be interested in their product.
And
it might not be for you, but it could be very harmful, really, to
to
say something really damaging about someone's business just because you don't like it.
So we choose, if we can't say anything nice, we don't say it at all.
Yeah.
So shall I tell you what stood out
mm-hmm.
about, well, first off, this company sent me some really nice smelling goods. So I opened the box. It all smelt amazing. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, wow. But I pulled this out,
mm-hmm.
which is basically half a coconut
mm-hmm.
with a candle in it. And
yeah, so it's been emptied out.
It's given me such joy.
It's like the old musical instrument coconuts.
Yes.
They're empty, and then they filled it with wax and put a wick in it. But
yeah,
like a wooden
and the wick is lovely.
Mm.
So all of the things on Nourish and Nature, so they are nourishandnatureuk.com. Are vegan, they are organic, they are 100% natural, which is quite a huge promise to make.
Mm-hmm.
This obviously all is compostable and sustainable. It's really
and
the smell is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love this half of coconut.
Does it smell of coconut?
No.
It's just the coconuts are
an
environmentally friendly
way. I quite like coconut, but sometimes it can be too sweet.
Yes, it can.
They make it a bit
it's
sweet.
A
That's
lot of
nice,
hair products.
Right?
Very nice, yeah.
But this was my favourite thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a letter.
Mm-hmm.
We got a letter. And it said, Davina, Michael and team, thank you so much for taking time to review our products. It means the world to us. See, I love that. Bit of neuro-linguistic programming there.
Oh, okay, yes.
They were telling me that I was going to recommend the product.
And
have
look
you
at
ever
what you're
heard
doing.
About neuro-linguistic
well, it's
programming?
It's like hypnosis, presumably.
Yeah, well, you learn a way of speaking that makes people do what you want them to do.
Darren Brown. He invented it.
He actually said that he never uses neuro-linguistic programming. I think
he uses coercion and manipulation.
I think he's very anti it.
I love Darren Brown, by the way. That was a joke.
He is brilliant.
Yeah.
So they are two working mums who created our business after both having premature babies and having a need for 100% natural products for our babies. And it's since grown into a wider self-care range, which we hope you enjoy. Love, Tern and Victoria. P.S. This is my... P.S. This card is plantable and wildflowers will grow.
So that piece of paper that it's written on?
Yes.
It's got seeds in it?
Yes.
You plant that?
Yes.
Water it?
Yes.
Things grow?
Yes.
Mm.
So I'm Tan and Victoria. I mean, I'm just having a look at their website now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to have a look to see if they sell the plantable writing paper, because this is what I want. I want that. And I can't see it.
The plantable writing paper?
No.
But they don't sell it?
No. So, but they do sell the coconut shell wood wick candle.
Nice.
£10.99. Body scrubs, £16.99.
Mm-hmm.
Bathing salts, which is really nice, £12.99. Vegan bath milk. There's a mini barley bath gift set.
Mm-hmm.
There is lots of kind of a deluxe gift set, perfect for gifts.
Okay.
Really nice for
Looks
gifts.
Great.
But I would like to say to Tern and Victoria, if you're listening, we hope you are, that we think you should make
that paper.
Paper and envelopes.
Yeah.
With, you know, I would love to write somebody a thank you letter.
Yeah, yeah.
On this. It's so pretty anyway. Yeah. The paper is so lovely.
Mm.
And to tell people that they can plant it and seeds will grow.
A letter and a gift all in one.
Yes.
It's very nice, isn't it?
And a letter is a gift. Do you know who's the best letter writer ever?
Renshaw.
Oh.
He's good.
Well, yeah, he's very
good. Okay, you're going to give me another one?
David Walliams.
Okay, yeah, I've seen one of his letters.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway. Handwritten.
Handwritten.
We've had a few handwritten letters recently, which is very, a very nice thing to do for someone. I'd recommend that.
Yeah,
if you want to say thanks to someone, yeah. write them a handwritten letter.
And it means a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Mm.
I like people who have their own letter-headed paper as well, like a little like a logo or a family crest or something.
What would ours be?
I don't know. Let's make one up.
Yeah.
I'll do it in Procreate.
Okay.
Yeah. Leave it with me.
Okay.
So a few weeks ago, one of our lovely listeners, I can't actually remember who it is, so please forgive me. We get so many messages
which
that come through us.
Mm.
And in Instagram, the messages, there's no way of filing them anywhere in particular or putting them somewhere, because you just put them in general or primary and then you can flag them. But we have like millions of flagged letters and messages. So anyway, somebody, thank you, recommended a cup called the Ember Cup.
Yes.
And I have just received one for Father's Day, which, by the way, folks, is today. We're recording this on Father's Day. So the Ember Cup is a mug, like a normal-looking mug that feels like a mug and handles like a mug and all of that stuff. So it doesn't feel kind of weird, but it keeps your drink hot. Now, when I saw this, I thought, oh, my God, that's good. So it comes with a little saucer, and the saucer is essentially a wireless charging plate, and there's a battery in the base of the cup. You put the cup on the saucer, and it charges it. And then you roughly get 1.5 to 2 hours out of a full charge. And obviously, when you're not using the cup, you wash it and put it back on the saucer, it charges up again. So my cup is not on the saucer at the moment. It's on a desk with us while we record this. And my tea, which I've now had with me for 30 minutes, because I'm a slow tea drinker, unlike...
You are really slow.
Unlike you. You can, like, really guzzle it.
But can I tell you something? I've just finished off... No, shut up.
Yeah?
I am so jealous
so
right now.
So hang on
now.
A second.
No.
So it has an app. You can download the Ember app, right?
Shh.
And the phone talks to the cup and...
Stop it.
I can heat this drink up or cool it down.
Stop it.
My drink is currently at 60.5 degrees Celsius, but I can make it hotter or cooler, but it will maintain that temperature until the battery runs out, which is in about 1.5 to 2 hours. So this whole thing is brilliant. I absolutely love it, because what I do with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee in the morning is I make it, I drink half of it, I do a few things, I come back to it's cold, I put it in the microwave, I heat it up again, and I do that probably 2 or 3 times. And now there's none of that. It just maintains its heat. It's bloody brilliant. And the cup feels like
Let me just feel, right? Yeah.
It feels like it's made out of...
But also, it doesn't feel too hot.
No.
Can I try yours tea?
Yeah, it's got a bit of sugar in it, so...
I'm so jealous.
Mm. Well,
I'll tell you why, because, you know, I brought my tea upstairs from downstairs.
Yeah.
And it had gone cold. I just took the last few sips and it had gone cold.
I'm going to warm
That's amazing. Heat it up more.
I'm going to warm it up a bit.
Yeah.
I've just done that.
Stop it.
Oh,
I want to try it in a minute when it's
hotter. So, I don't actually know how much this is. Let me have a little look. I remember it being...
That's a shame. You're going to find out how much your Father's Day present costs.
Yes. Ember mug. Let's have a little look.
Oh.
It's probably very expensive, right? Oh, up to 50% sale off at Lakeland. So let's have a little look how much it is there. At Currys, it's £89. At Selfridges, it's £100. At Lakeland, it is currently £99.99. It comes in white, though, which is very nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? So I'm guessing it's between the £80 and £100 mark. So you might think, you know, it's a bit too expensive for keeping a cup of tea. A fair dinkum. But I have to say...
Well, it was a gift.
I have to say, I'm very, very happy with it. So I don't know if you helped my sons buy me this. Or...
Well, actually, it was from my family.
Oh, was this from your family?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like a stepfather's day present.
It's a stepfather's day present.
I am over the moon with it. Good. Thank you very much indeed.
Good.
And I'll try not to make too much noise slurping tea.
No, I am very, very, very pleased that you liked it.
It's called the Ember Mug. And there is a website called ember.com, which is pretty good, isn't it? That you could get ember.com.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah. They do a travel mug well as well, which is like a big taller
they've
one.
They've got, no.
What? Yeah.
A travel cup?
Yeah, Ember travel mug. There it is.
Stop it.
Do you want it?
Yes.
Okay, forget about it.
Okay,
and then I can treat you with it.
Okay.
At some point. So it's a... Okay. Oh, they do different sizes. No, it's a 12-ounce mug and it comes in black. That's £179.95.
You know how
much I travel. I do. You're always on the travel. And you could have a nice hot cup of tea.
Yes.
In a 12-ounce cup.
For
probably
hours.
Last you all the way to London. It still stay hot. If you could ration your slurps, that would last you quite a while.
Yeah, I know.
But the reason you don't ration it is because...
It cools down.
Cools down.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
You can stretch that out, right?
Oh, my God.
Ember.com. Go and have a look at them if you fancy one of them or you want to buy someone a gift. It is really, really good. Well done, Ember.
Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic product.
It's a brilliant idea.
Pulled it out of the bag.
Because they did have... I don't know if you remember, but ages ago, we did recommend a... sort of heated plate thing that you could keep your cup on to keep your
drink
keep warm, but this is next level.
It's next level.
Yeah, next level. So I have got something in whilst researching our next product, which I came across because I posted something on Menopause Monday, which is every Monday I try and post something about the menopause, just sort of informative, interesting. And I'd just been to the dentist. And I was talking to the hygienist about dry mouth and how bad it is and how common it is for menopausal women to get dry mouths and how bad that is for our gum health and gum disease and
all
the bacteria.
I remember this.
And
your
gums recede and your teeth fall out. And women of menopausal age get really bad oral health. So the hygienist said, just chew some sugar-free gum and that helps lubricate your mouth. And I said, oh, do you not need to kind of take something to produce more saliva? She said, no, you just need your saliva glands to kind of fire some up. And then you know, that's good. You just do that a couple of times a day and you'll be fine. And I was like, oh, God, that's so simple.
Yeah.
But then I posted that in the evening and somebody quite rightly said, look, sugar-free gum is okay, but it's full of bad sort of sweeteners. And so then from that... a woman sent me two packets or two different flavours of her chewing gum. It's called Oh My Gum.
Yeah, I like it.
It's plant-based, sugar-free chewing gum. She sent me cinnamon and mint. I have to say, cinnamon is off the charts. Now, look, if you're used to...
I love cinnamon chewing gum.
Oh, my God.
I used to have a chewing gum ages ago called Big Red, it was called.
Oh! Sorry,
Big Red was super cinnamon flavoured.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
So what I like about this, the packaging is slightly different.
Yeah.
You get kind of like a Mento-type shape chewing gum.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite big and chunky. They come in a slide packet, which I really like. The packaging is made out of cardboard paper, which is, you know, good for the environment. On this lady, I'm going to tell you about this lady in a minute, but on this lady's blurb, when she's talking about her gum, she said, did you know that chewing gum is made from plastic? I was like, stop
what?
It. Like, shut up. It can't be.
Yeah.
So I go online and I say, is chewing gum made of plastic?
Yeah.
An ingredient listed as gum base in many gum formulas is plastic. And it's the aspect of the gum that gives it its chewiness. Most supermarket gum's gum base is a mix of plastic and different chemicals, including polyethylene, which can be found in plastic bags and bottles, according to plasticchange.org. So I was like, what? I mean, it's totally blown my mind. Yep, the truth about chewing gum. Yep, you read it right. Regular chewing gum is a single-use plastic. And in the UK alone, some 100,000 tonnes of it is chewed every year.
Bloody hell. I'm always amazed when you see on the pavement all the bits of chewing gum. Oh, there's thousands, isn't there? It's incredible.
This will go. This will disappear.
It'll biodegrade.
The flavour, I have to be absolutely honest, the flavour is not as long-lasting as a conventional, usual sugar-free chewing gum. But in my opinion, the first burst of flavour that you get is better. And actually, after that, I am just kind of chewing it just for the sake of chewing something. Mm. And there's a kind of feel-good thing that goes with doing this because I feel better about myself using this product. So I'm going to tell you about this brand, Oh My Gum. They've got the two flavours. And, I was thinking if I was going to change to this gum, which I think I probably am, it was the winner of the Sustainable Food Awards 2021 and the winner of the Great Taste Awards 2021, I would probably get this on subscription.
Okay.
I would want to definitely just have this non-stop arriving all the time. So Malak is the name of the founder of Oh My Gum, and she was the one that found out that it was a single-use plastic and was so horrified about it that she wanted to make a super tasty, chic and sustainable alternative. So she quit her job in luxury fashion. Spent over a year researching and developing what she thought was the best plant-based chewing gum. And I can tell you it really is very, very good. Now, let me just tell you about the prices. So it's 3.3 calories per piece, no sugar, no fat, no protein, no salt, 1.4 grams of carbohydrate. And what they use is xylitol as the sweetener, and that's a natural sweetener. However, it doesn't say how much it costs. And let's have a look at that. Please, style option. Style. Oh, okay. So 10, the squad, 4 packets or 10 packets costs. Let's have a look. So quite interesting how they don't tell you how much it costs until you actually look at your bag. So 10 packets cost £32.
Okay.
That's quite a lot.
It's quite a lot. So that would be, you'd get that a month or something like that.
So it'd be £3 a packet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very expensive. But having said that, it is very, very nice. I mean, the packaging is absolutely beautiful. And when you gave me this, I stole it and left it in my car, and I've been nibbling away on this the whole time.
Oh, have you?
I absolutely love it, yeah. And I think it looks super cool. I also love subscription anything at the moment.
I know, it's so easy. It makes your life arriving.
Oh my God, when the coffee arrives. Or Grind, you got me a subscription to Grind. Oh my God, I love it when that turns up at my house. And my classic car magazine, the socks, like it's like a present,
But so, I know, listen to everybody. Look, I do appreciate that this is expensive. And I'm afraid I hadn't looked at the price before I recommended it. But in terms of sustainability, in terms of the environment, and in terms of something that's natural and plant-based, I think this really is a very good product. And potentially what might happen is as they create more and more, they might start to make it...
The economies of scale will make it cheaper.
More affordable. Or do kind of larger, buy it in bulk and or get it on subscription and get it much cheaper. But I would highly recommend this product.
My mum was pretty much a chewing gum addict when I was growing up. And her chewing gum of choice was Stimerol.
I remember Stimerol.
Bloody hell, it was strong.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to say to my mum, could you not get Hubba Bubba or Bubblicious or something, mum? Then at least I could eat it. Because I'd Hubba Bubba. Remember Hubba Bubba?
Yeah.
I used to think, I'll have a bit of chewing gum. I haven't seen my mum's chewing gum. I had to spit it out. It was too bloody strong. I don't know what was in it. It wasn't mint. It was like bloody diesel or something. I just think, crying. The other thing she loved, Fisherman's Friends.
Oh, what?
Oh, it was so
strong. What is going on? Your mum.
She loved it, but she used to buy packets and packets of it from the wholesalers, you know, so there was hundreds of boxes of it all over the place. If you're listening, Mum, I remember, yeah, I wish you'd got some other flavours. So, yes, I think if you're a chewing gum lover, you're going to love this, basically. It's
great. And I mean, you know, people did kind of write in after I'd made that comment and said, what about all the sugars that are put into sugar-free gum? And actually, if you are genuinely worried about this is a really good alternative.
My new studio on Brewer Street in Soho is directly opposite a sex shop called SimplyPleasure.com.
Yes.
What's quite good about that sex shop is they put a new advert in the window virtually every week of a new toy or a new thing they've got going on.
What, vibrator?
Yeah, or vibrators like... or like bum plugs and things like that. They just put a big advert in the window.
Did you just call it a bum plug?
I did, yeah. I felt it was
it's
safer.
It's a butt plug.
I felt it was safer calling it a bum plug.
You are
just
so
in case,
funny.
You know, any young people are listening. They...
Bum plug, butt plug is the same.
It's I realise it's the same, but bum sounds like a better word than butt.
I love that. Okay. A bum plug is really funny. That you didn't find that in 50 Shades of Grey.
No. You have a bum plug? Yeah, have what size would you like? Just a little one. It'd have been better if Mr. Grey had been from the north. But, hey, come in here and have a look at this. Bloody hell, look at all this. Where'd you get all this? Oh, you're going to love it. Anyway, one of the adverts, right, outside SimplyPleasure.com, was a product called Wethead. Yeah. And Wethead was a wet mouth spray. You sprayed in your mouth to make it really wet. I've never heard of anything like it.
Shut.
Yeah, so like, you know, you were talking about dry mouth and all the rest of it.
Shut up.
I was thinking, oh, a bit of Wethead might be quite good for just... If you're suffering with the weather.
What's in it?
Well, I don't know. This one's pineapple, it says here.
Yeah, but what? Look at the sweetness.
This one's cotton candy. So let's have a little look. So it says, good head, wet head, dry mouth spray, pineapple, £6.76.
Oh, my God. This is like a menopausal sex product.
Yeah, right. So let me tell you. It says, good head, wet head, dry mouth spray, pineapple. Banish dry mouth during oral sex with good head, wet head, dry mouth spray. This dry mouth spray comes in a handy 2 fluid ounces bottle and provides instant moisture and fresh breath. A couple of spritzes is all you need for a night of sensual fun. The key features are sugar-free, vegan-friendly, paraben-free and body-safe, whatever that means. That's all right, isn't it?
I think, means it's all right for your bits.
Yeah, well, I bloody hope so. Oh, it's a bit stingy down there. So there you go. If you are struggling with the dry mouth, can I just say
I'm not joking, Michael. Mm-hmm. That actually
is that helpful?
It is helpful because you know potentially not just for. I'm going to get some. I'm going to try it. I'm going to let you know if it's good for not oral sex.
Yeah, yeah, just like
if it's just for good for getting your mouth
juicing your mouth up. What I tend to find is if I think about fried chicken,
what's it called
I
again?
I get very juicy anyway. Like. Especially gravy as well, if I think of anything with gravy
on
it.
So basically what we need to do is get some headphones and just get you going. Fried chicken, gravy.
All the juice. It's called Good Head, Wet Head. So the brand is called Good Head, Doc Johnson Good Head, and then the product is called Wet Head.
Can I just say...
I haven't tried this, by the way. I'm just bringing it up because
this is,
I remember
this,
thinking...
You are brilliant.
Well, good.
That is one of the most... brilliant things you've ever brought to us.
Good, I'm really glad about that.
No, I'm not. This is because I love the fact that I didn't know you were going to talk about that.
Yeah, good. Yeah, there's all sorts of things this week you don't know what I'm going to talk about.
Oh, God.
Okay. First of all...
Go on.
Oh, because that wasn't a recommendation. Oh. That was off the back of my gum.
Yeah, recommend.
I've now
I'm going
to
eat some gum.
Yeah, okay.
While you recommend. I'll do it quietly.
All nice and juicy.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We went to see Jacob Collier the other night.
Oh.
We should just give them a little mention, I think. I know we talked about him before.
No, but wait. I don't know if you guys remember, Michael and I went to Paris for a night as a treat for my birthday. You can do this. I know this seems hugely extravagant, but take the Eurostar. Mm-hmm. There will be deals all over the place for the Eurostar at the moment.
Yes, he's on in Europe, basically, isn't he?
He is on in Europe, and he is on in many places mm-hmm. that the Eurostar goes to.
Short flight. Amsterdam he's on. You go and see him at the Paradiso at Amsterdam. It's one of the greatest venues in the whole of Europe. You get a flight from Luton Airport for about 27 quid to Amsterdam.
And you can get an Airbnb mm-hmm. for next to nothing in a city for yeah. one night. You know, if it's just one or two of you.
Yeah, it'll blow your
really,
brains out. Yeah.
You can but I'm telling you, Jacob Collier was hands down the best gig mm-hmm. I have ever been to, potentially apart from Coldplay, mm-hmm. when they had the wristbands.
It was very Coldplay-esque, though, wasn't it? With all the love and thanks and gratitude and lights.
It was extraordinary. Yeah, the lights and everything were amazing. Mm. It was spiritual.
Yeah.
There were moments where it was so quiet you could have heard a pin drop. And guys, if you're listening, Jacob Collier right now is playing relatively small venues.
Yeah.
This will not go on forever. See him now before he supersizes, because this concert is ridiculously good. Everybody must go.
Yeah, we sat there for about the first 15 minutes waiting for him to come on, and he came on a bit later than what we thought he would, and we were a bit like, oh, I wish he'd hurry up and come on, because we've been sat here for a while now. And then he came on. And we were speechless for like 20 minutes. The first three songs were just like, bloody hell. And
the lights.
Were like, Jesus Christ. It's like, it was something else. It was brilliant.
And he turns the audience into a choir. Yeah. We all sang.
And you'd think, oh, well, I wouldn't be able to do that. But actually, he just gets you doing something very simple. And then he does that three or four in different places around the audience. And the next thing you know, there's something seriously melodic going on. And you think, how has this happened and how am I part of it?
It's almost like an that kind of the deep sound that goes through your whole body where you think, wow, what is going on?
It's absolutely
like
brilliant.
A sound bath.
So on the back of that, I always like to do a little music section in this podcast. Jake McCauley was brilliant. Obviously, you should definitely download his music if you've not done already. But I know a chap called Steve Craddock. And Steve Craddock is a guitarist largely, but he just plays lots of musical instruments. And I have followed Steve Craddock's career probably since about 1992. I went to see Paul Weller at the King George's Hall in Blackburn,
yeah.
about 1992, maybe 93. And I saw Paul Weller there, and they were being supported by a band called Ocean Colour Scene. Hadn't heard of them before or anything like that. It was before they'd released their big album and all that kind of jazz. But I just remember thinking, bloody hell, Ocean Colour Scene were amazing.
Yeah.
The singer was just blew me away, you know. But there was a guitarist there playing all these riffs and all these rhythms and all the melodies and everything. I was just thinking, God almighty, this guy's relentless. He's so good filling this hall with sound. Anyway, Ocean Colour Scene went off. Paul Weller came on, and back came Steve Craddock. He's now Paul Weller's guitarist, you know. So he's playing with his own band to start with, and then the whole set of Paul Weller stuff as well. I was thinking, God, it's unbelievable. And then Ocean Colour Scene released an album. Paul Weller released Wildwood, I think, and Stanley Road. He's doing both tours. He's touring both bands at the same time. He's the hardest working guy in music ever, and the most talented guitar player. You know, he's up there with Justin Hawkins. But anyway, I really like him, and I've met him on a few occasions and got to know him a little bit, and I know his wife a bit as well. After they've done an Ocean Colour Scene gig. I don't know if you've ever met him. After they've done a gig, they normally DJ somewhere, so I used to go and watch them crack out, because he plays a lot of old 1960s Northern Soul and R&B and all that stuff. I love it all, you know, so I got to know him and his wife a little bit. And then when I used to kick about with Martin Freeman a bit, he used to take me backstage at these Paul Weller gigs, and I'd always hang out with Steve a bit. He's just such a nice guy, so friendly and everything. Mm. He's from Birmingham, which, as you know, is where I am actually from. And
hang on a minute.
Yeah.
You're really going to confuse everybody.
I know.
Your parents are from Dundee.
Yeah, I was actually
you grew
born
up in Leyland.
Bromsgrove, in Midlands.
Well, what do you identify as?
Male.
No, but you know what I mean.
Oh, I do, yeah.
What are you? Are you Midlandish?
I'm a Northerner.
Yeah,
I think okay. I was raised in the north of England. Okay. I consider myself
okay.
that.
But anyway, when it suits you?
Yes.
You're
and when
from
it
the
suits
Midlands.
Me. Or when it suits me, I'm from Scotland. Yeah.
Okay.
You know. Anyway, Steve's written a few solo albums over the years. They've always been very nice and really good. But he's written a new album that's just come out, and I just stumbled across it on iTunes. You know, it was suggested to me. And it's called, very nicely, A Soundtrack to an Imaginary Movie. And it's a series of songs, of all instrumental songs that he's played most of the instruments on and pieced together. Just a bunch of really nice music that you can just have on, essentially.
What style?
Imagine watching if Richard Curtis had done Interstellar. You know, if you can imagine those two movies merging together. So you've got a mixture of kind of acoustic-y type, nice melodic stuff, piano,
so
saxophone.
Brilliant. I know exactly what you mean.
Yes, okay. So
well done.
It's nothing like futuristic space-agey stuff, but a bit, and then a bit traditional as well. I mean, somebody had said here, traditional and experimental sounds combine in their instrumental glory on this life-affirming vital mix of styles and moods that collectively equal beautiful, powerful music. A soundtrack to an imaginary movie. So obviously, if you've got Spotify or iTunes or everything, download the album and just have a listen to it while you're pottering about the house, doing
Great.
A bit of work. It's one of those albums that's just really nice to have on. And I just know how good a musician he is. And it's always such a joy to hear somebody that you know is brilliant doing brilliant things.
Yes.
You know, what you can't bear is when you know someone's really good and they're kind of wasting their time producing stuff that you think is beneath them. This is really good.
This is really good.
I really hope he tours it. And if he does, I'll do another little shout out because I will go and see it. And it'd be great if other people can go and see it. Because he's not mega famous, he plays tiny venues. So he played the Harpenden Public Halls, for instance, which is a tiny little venue in Hertfordshire.
Again, like much better to see a band in a tiny venue.
I totally agree, yeah. And he'll probably play the 100 Club on Oxford Street or something like that. So well done, Steve Craddock. It's a joy to listen to. I absolutely love it. Good work.
I've just got to say we had a couple of really nice appreciative thank yous from people from last week. Angela Scanlon got in touch.
Yes.
She was so happy.
Great. Yeah,
Justin Hawkins got in touch with both of us, which was just so sweet. And he was just so nice.
Yeah. Well, I've listened to a lot more of those YouTube channels since we talked about it last week. He's so good.
He's so good.
He's so knowledgeable about music. And he's so lovely about music as well. Like, it's such a nice thing to share with people.
And I just say, style icon.
Oh, my God. He's so cool, right?
So cool.
The hats and the
jackets. And the jackets.
And the hair and the moustache and all that stuff.
All of it.
Oh, crikey, O'Reilly.
Yeah. We've got a new style icon here.
I bet he looks great in a dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
What made you say that?
Well, I don't know. You know, like I put on a dress not long ago and I was like, this is great.
Really suits you.
Yeah. And when I looked so Justin August though, I bet he looks great in a dress, that guy.
I'd pay good money to go out with you two in dresses.
Oh, we should do it, yeah.
That went not where at all.
Where yeah, exactly. Off piece,
Tiny Habits Official,
mm-hmm.
who were the vocal trio that I played you last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were from Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
And they got in touch with us
and
said, thanks so much, we've been listening to your pod.
Oh, wow, great.
So that's nice, isn't it? Yeah. We've gone across the Atlantic.
I do love it when people get in touch with us from
really
Singapore,
nice.
Australia,
really nice,
New Zealand or whatever.
It's
God,
so good.
So good, yeah.
So I want to talk to you about something so nice.
Yep.
Because we love our food and we also have children who really love their food. And Holly, my daughter, who's a dietitian, is particularly obsessed with, you know, all things kind of healthy and like... She loves the story behind the food. Anyway, Yorkshire Pasta Company. I know it's not necessarily where you would think about pasta coming from.
Mm-hmm.
However, this company got in touch with us. Catherine got in touch with us and sent us some pasta. And it says here, industrial manufacturers have lost touch with the traditional techniques, opting for rapid, high throughput methods. And they wanted to take pasta back to basics, basically, not compromising on flavour. And it's funny because you don't normally think of pasta having flavour, but honest to God, this grain has got a kind of a flavour to it. And also it means that apparently, they say, the pasta can absorb the sauces better.
Yeah, I totally agree that. Yeah.
And also more digestible, more easily digestible pasta. So it's sourced from a local mill. They work directly with the miller. They don't use any eggs in the recipes, so all the pasta's vegan. Their dough is like all kind of... basically, when they talk about their food, it's like they're talking about a lover. Mm-hmm. It's so intricate and everything that they do. Anyway, their packaging is really nice. The way that it looks is really nice. They have a website, which is yorkshirepasta.co.uk. They make really nice shaped pasta. So they do the shells. They do the tortiglione, which is like the big macaroni. Fusilli, which is obviously the one that everybody knows and loves, the twisty one. They do penne, but they do the, I love this one, the mezze Maniche Regatta, the big, huge macaroni.
Yes, I know what you mean.
I love those ones because all the sauce gets right inside and stuck in there and you get tons of sauce. So for a bag of pasta, 500 grams, it's £3.99. Is that a lot of money?
I mean, I just don't know.
Can you look up a 500 gram bag of pasta for me?
Okay.
By a big manufacturer, but maybe not mention who. And let's just compare it, because you can get a Yorkshire Pasta Collection pack of five for under £20, so for £19.99. I guess the supermarket pasta will be one thing.
I'm looking for something other than that. So, yeah, I mean, this one from Sackler?
Sackler.
That's £5 for 500 grams, but that is a mass market brand, so...
Okay, so we're in the right ballpark, right?
I think so, yeah. So let's have a little look at this. This looks like fancy pants pasta.
500 grams?
Yeah, it's 500 grams. Let's see what that says. That's on Amazon. It's weird that food's on Amazon now, isn't it? You know. Oh, yeah, so that's only £2.56. But it looks on average to be around about
between
£5.
It's sort of between £2.50 and £5,
yes.
Right? And this is £3.99.
Oh, well, that's
but
all right,
then. I am telling you,
it
tastes better.
Okay.
It tastes really good and it tastes different. It looks super nice in your cupboard. I know that sounds ridiculous, but the packaging will make you happy.
Yeah.
The packaging is all sustainable, and it's premium, it's British. And it's really good. So Yorkshire Pasta Company, let me just quickly tell you who the stockists are. Just having a quick look on their website.
I do agree that pasta can absorb some of the sauce, or it can absorb a lot of the salty water that you cook it in and stuff like that. It's worth seasoning the water before you cook the pasta. It does make a big difference. But if you go to a really good high-end Italian restaurant, that Otto stuff that we got, that was seriously good pasta. Remember the delivery stuff?
Yes.
Oh,
didn't we recommend fodder? Wasn't it the man selling lubricant for your vagina?
Yeah, I think
wasn't
so.
He from fodder?
I think he could be fodder.
I think I loved him from Harrogate.
No, not Harrogate, Hereford.
Hereford, okay. Anyway, there is a long, very long list of stockists.
Oh, great.
So you'll just have to have a look.
Yeah.
But I think you could probably buy it online as well. It's because they've got the pasta shop, so you can just get it from there.
Great.
But it is really, really good. So there you go. That's a very big personal recommendation. The kids loved it. I loved it.
Yes, I know your daughter raved about
it. Yeah, she did.
Said it was really good.
Yeah.
So have we got some?
Yep.
Great. So I could make some this week with it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so the reason I'm acting a bit strange and a bit clunky is that I've been drinking this afternoon. I've been drinking Guinness.
Oh, yes.
no alcohol Guinness.
But why are you acting funny if it's no alcohol Guinness?
No, I was just making a connection, like a loose link to me fumbling around because I've been drinking Guinness.
Explain to everybody what you were drinking before you drank the no alcohol.
Okay, I've drank a couple of glasses of wine as well. Yeah. So I have to drive later. So yes. I was thinking, well, I'm not going to drink much this afternoon. My dad came over Father's Day. He likes a glass of wine. I thought, well, I'll have a glass of wine now about 1 o'clock. I've got to drive at 7 o'clock. That's all right, isn't it?
Yes.
And then I thought, well, I'll drink a non-alcoholic Guinness. Now, I don't like non-alcoholic beer. I don't like beer that much. I don't know, but I'm not mad keen on beer.
Is it because it doesn't taste like beer?
It doesn't taste like beer to me. Mm. And there's just something about it that I'd just rather drink Vimto or something like that instead. Yeah. But Guinness, I do really love the flavour of Guinness, but I don't like being drunk or tipsy, especially in the afternoon, because it slightly ruins the evening. And I would, like, go for lunch and have a Guinness, but it would make me not work very well in the afternoon, so I don't do that either, but I do miss it. Mm. So the fact that they brought out a no-alcohol Guinness, I was quite excited about, and somebody had said to me, you'll not know the difference, and I was like, I bloody hope so. Anyway, bought 4 cans of it from Sainsbury's. I don't know how much it was, actually, but I'm guessing it must be around about £1 a can.
Do you want me to look it up?
Yeah, see how much it is. I bought 4 cans from Sainsbury's, stuck it in the fridge, got to have it cold, no mucking about. Pop the can, pour it straight into a glass. You don't want to be messing about drinking out of a tin. Wow. Like, I gave my brother Jack came around, so I gave him a swig of it and said, do you like Guinness? I said, have a swig of that. And he went, yeah, great. And I was like, it's non-alcoholic. He was like, no way. I was like, yes, zero alcohol. I mean, it's so, so nice. So I had a quick look on the website, see what the deal was with that.
So, I mean, there's a lot here. This is 24 cans. Costs 27 quid.
A little more than £1 a can. Mm. That's all right, isn't it? So it says here, to create Guinness 0.0, the St. James Gate breweries start by brewing Guinness exactly in the same way they always have, using the same natural ingredients, water, barley, hops and yeast, before gently removing the alcohol through a cold filtration method. The cold filtration process allows the alcohol to be filtered out without presenting thermal stress to the beer, protecting the integrity of the taste and character. Brewers then carefully blend a balance of flavours to ensure the distinctive flavour profile and taste characteristics of the Guinness. I was really, really impressed. I really like it. So
I think this is a game changer.
Me too.
In particular, I always think of people with dementia or Alzheimer's. Mm. If you've got a relative or friend with dementia or Alzheimer's, alcohol drinking
is terrible
for people with any kind of dementia, especially early on, because it sends them way back. Like, suddenly they become very, very forgetful, quite disorientated. But my dad felt that it was, we were treating him like a baby, mm-hmm. you know, sort of not letting him drink booze. If you could give them something that literally tastes exactly the same, he would have been so happy with that.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe that it's only 17 calories per 100 mil as well.
Jeez, that's amazing, isn't it?
That is really good, yeah. Mm. Because there must be, what, 400 mils in a can, maybe?
Mm.
So that's not a lot of calories either. So I love having a Guinness with watching a movie or with a meal or something like that. And to know that, one, it's not, like, calorific, and two, it's not going to get me woozy and drunk. And I'd definitely go out on a night and have a couple of drinks of that, and then you could drive home or motorbike home or something like that. So anyway, I'd highly recommend it. If you like Guinness, but you don't like the effects of being drunk, it's absolute winner. Or if you do like getting drunk, but you want to session the night out a bit, you could alternate between an alcoholic Guinness and a non-alcoholic Guinness, and then you can last twice as long, you know.
That's so good.
My big problem is, because I'm only about 9.5 stone, if I go out with Digger Barnes and Pip, 2 pints and I'm starting to wane, you know, and they've got 5 or 6 pints in them. I just can't do it. So the fact that I could swap out every other drink.
And then I can. And do you think they will just stock it everywhere?
I've struggled to find it in pubs, if I'm honest. This is the first time I've found it anywhere.
Has it only just come out?
It's probably been out about 6 months, but I believe it's selling out
everywhere.
People love non-alcoholic booze at the moment. There's a massive surge for it. And this is one of those drinks
that I think they're
struggling to stock.
That's a very good sign, isn't it?
I do love the Guinness brand as well and the history of it.
Yeah.
If you've ever been
to Dublin.
Do you
remember the adverts?
Oh, God, the advertising is absolutely superb. But if you're ever going to Dublin, you know, it seems a bit gimmicky and a slightly daft thing to do, but go to the Guinness factory and do the tour. It only takes an hour or two, but it is utterly fascinating.
Mm.
A fascinating business and such a big part of Irish culture. Guinness. It's amazing.
I feel like maybe we should do shout-outs.
Yeah,
how long have we been going?
I think we've been going for about 45 minutes. I didn't set a timer, but I reckon probably 45 or 50
so
minutes.
So let's do some shout-outs, because I like to include our lovely listeners. I'm just trying to think if I've promised anybody that we would definitely talk about their product this week.
We've had shout-outs come in while we've been recording.
Can I quickly say something else?
Yeah, of course.
That we've talked about this already, but Honey Badette sent me a box.
Yes. NPL sent me a box.
Oh, NPL sent me a box.
Oh, we've got to talk about them.
But can we just quickly...
Save it for the next episode.
Okay, we'll save it for the next episode.
Do some shout-outs. Okay, so who have we got here? Quirky Gift Bag says, hello, please forgive me if this isn't correct protocol. I think it is the correct protocol, don't worry. For posting for your super brilliant podcast, I listen to your podcast while running and just want to say thank you for keeping me company. You're both so likeable and real. Very nice. Thanks very much. I have just listened to your last podcast about hobbies, and I bought a sewing machine a few years ago after thinking I would really like to do something practical away from my job and electronics. I joined some sew classes and set up a little shop making gift bags adapted from making NHF bags during COVID. And it's not a booming business by any stretch. And basically, I make them for friends now, which I feel really proud of being able to do. Anyway,
please,
my hobby story.
Can you please click on Quirky Gift Bags?
Yes.
I want
to
see her account.
Okay.
Because are they fabric?
They are. So from sewing wash bags for our fabulous NHS to finding a passion in creating handmade gift bottle bags. Oh, gift and bottle bags. So here we go. Let's have a little look. So these are little bags for...
they are. They're made out of fabric.
Yeah, for little...
So my auntie Neve was telling me about fabric gift bags years ago. And I have a cupboard full of fabric gift bags that are kind of too small. But I think it is such a nice idea. I would much rather get a gift... Oh, look. They're so nice.
Nice little stars.
Go to Quirky Gift Bags. This is a brilliant account.
They're nice.
They're very, very pretty bags. And instead of wrapping something in paper, you put it in the gift bag. Then the person who receives the gift washes the gift bag and reuses it to give a gift to someone else.
Yeah.
And thus we cut massive amounts of gift waste. And I do this at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a very, very good idea. Quirky Gift Bags, well done, Sarah.
Yeah.
That's a really, really good thing to do.
And she says, anyway, that is my hobby story. And well done for taking up a hobby.
Yeah.
I love using a sewing machine.
Can I just say,
absolutely,
I'm just going to shame myself.
Yeah.
I haven't had an opera singing lesson yet.
Oh, okay. Don't worry. We're going to get around to that.
Okay.
She says, keep up the good work and always look forward to your next podcast. Take care. Best wishes, Sarah M. in Oxford.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. It's absolutely brilliant. Okay, Corina B says, recommendations for you guys, Midnight Meets with Colin Murray,
podcast
on BBC Sounds app. Brilliant interviews with guests he is genuinely interested in talking to. You will love the Neil Hannon episode.
Oh, wow,
great. Perfect for the 4 a.m. Wide Awake Club. Podcast is brilliant always, Corina. Thanks very much, Corina. That sounds great. I really like Colin Murray.
Yes,
I loved him
too.
When he used to be on. He was on Radio 5 Live for a long time and
Radio
2 sometimes.
He's brilliant. He's kind of one of those people, like, why is he not?
Yeah, I mean, I get the feeling
everywhere.
He does the work he wants to do. Because I think he probably
could
do anything.
Do a lot more,
So good on him. And that's great to hear that.
Thanks,
Corina. Thanks very much. And let's have a look at mindbody_therapies. Davina, just listen to this week's episode and can empathise with your hay fever suffering. I suffer from terrible hay fever and I need antihistamine, nose spray and eye drops. You can have all three and it's recommended.
Oh.
When you've been outside and come in, change your clothes and rinse your face and hair and rid yourself of pollen. Don't dry clothes outside. Keep windows shut, especially in the bedroom. I recommend this amazing podcast. And then she's done a podcast at the bottom.
Oh, Liz Earle.
With Liz Earle.
Oh, great.
Yes.
And she talks about hay fever.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, great.
Mind-body therapist. What's her name, please? Michael? Or does it go further
down?
Let's
have a look here.
Gemma. Gemma, thank you so much. That's incredibly thoughtful of you. All of that is very helpful. Thank you.
There's another big bit at the beginning, but she says she's got some recommendations. Keep sweet, Pray and Obey. It's on Netflix. A chilling, eye-opening documentary about fundamentalist Mormons. Oh. Wow, yes, that's great.
Can I just also quickly recommend Book of Mormons? Book of Mormon.
As the play.
One of the funniest, the most musical, brilliant things I've ever seen in my life.
Also Made on Netflix, I think.
Oh, did you I've recommended Made? That.
Yeah, brilliant drama
so
series.
So good. That's got the woman that was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in... Andy McDowell's daughter.
Oh, really? Oh, God, she's great, isn't she?
She's extraordinary. And Andy McDowell.
Okay. Mm. And then Lucian Yak.
Oh, I think we've done this.
Yes.
Lucian Yak is...
they sell amazing boiler suits and dungarees.
Is the dungarees that Sunny used to like wearing.
Ah, great. Ethical and lots of gender-neutral items.
Very good.
Finally, the bands Gone Gone Beyond, recently discovering their amazing voices. Oh, Gemma Gone Price, a 45-year-old Perry woman... Riding the wave with HRT. Thank you to you.
Oh, that's her.
Oh, she is Gemma Price. Okay.
I love that.
Gemma Price, a 45-year-old Perry woman riding the wave with HRT. Thanks to you. Oh, great. Got that.
Oh, that's so nice.
Married a counsellor and physio, discovering who I am now and enjoying the process.
Oh, me
too. That sounds bloody great.
That's so nice.
Thanks, Gemma. Very much. Lovely, lovely to hear from you. Where are you? There you are. Okay, great. That was a good episode, right?
Loved it.
Plenty going on there.
Loved it.
All right. Are you all right? What are you up to this week? You got a lot on?
This week I have... we are recording the final of The Masked Dancer, so I cannot wait to find out who the last three dancers are.
Yeah.
It's been really confusing, but I mean, when is it not confusing for me?
Yes, I mean, that's
basically
the idea, right?
I struggle with that.
Yeah.
And I am doing some long lost family, so I've got a lovely week this week.
Very good. There's a train strike this week, so a bit of a pain in the arse, really. But I'll be in studio on Wednesday this week. But I'm working with you, obviously, on The Master Plan and The Master Dancer. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, we're very lucky, aren't we?
Thanks for listening, everybody. It's always
Thank
a treat
you.
To talk to you, and we'll speak to you next week.
Such a treat, and see you next week.